fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is master of many trades. He's an entrepreneur, he's a sports enthusiast, he says, I think, you know, nutcase, and a philanthropist. So, Nathan Froedrich, welcome to my program.
And thank you for the invite.
But you're always active doing stuff, and when I was doing my invite list, I could imagine all of the many things you do, there being lots of music to those activities. So,
well, I think there are themes. However, if I am, you know, on my run or cycle or obviously swim, I don't listen to music actually.
I
prefer to be in my own head. So for me, music is something I'll either dance to or something I'll listen to relax. Not necessarily when I'm doing sports, strangely.
Okay, because I thought it'd be something that really keeps you going, you know, 4 hours or however many hours you run for. So, you know, I do 30 minutes. You're doing kayaking and all sorts of things now, aren't you? And canoeing and...
Yeah, I mean, variety is the spice of life, I guess, in sports as well.
But no, so in your own head. Okay, so that's a whole different perspective on this. So I thought we were going to have some marathon running tracks, but no. But the first track on your song is Missing by EBTG. Yeah, and it's the Todd Terry remix. What's the Everything But the Girl? Of course. So I love this song. Where does it take you to?
That is our song, as in me and Daisy, my wife's song. It was popular when we got together a long time ago. And it's sort of something that reminds us of the early days when we fell in love, I guess. So that's why that's on the list.
Oh, that's really cute. So we're going to play this one. It's Missing by Everything But the Girl.
But the Todd Terry.
The Todd Terry remix.
Thank you.
So the next song we're going into, well, actually, you picked a whole album. So this is where I thought, oh, that would have been his marathon running album, but not. So Pearl Jam's 10, that album, what's the memory for you?
That's the basketball days. There was a sort of a grunge period around that time, and it was always sort of you were on the R&B side or you were on sort of the grunge side. And I was a bit of both, because of the basketball days, we had the foreign players, mostly Americans, and that would be sort of Havana-type music in the day. But listening in the car, that would be the stuff I'd be listening to Pearl Jam. I much preferred it.
Secretly? Sort of, like, not letting anybody know? Or
No, again, you know, I had sort of friends, you know, that were into that scene as well, so I was very lucky and blessed to have friends from different realms, as it were, different sort of spaces in life, sports, family, school, and uni. So everybody had sort of different tastes, and I think I absorbed
a lot.
All the different ones.
And you're a big guy. No one's going to tell you can't listen to Shakin' Stevens if you want to. You know? But you were cooler than me. So we're going to pick a track. I'm going to leave it to Red Ent, who's our engineer, to pick one from the album 10 by Pearl Jam.
Living your song.
Now, the next song I really like, this is Black Box, Ride on Time. It took me all my energy not to do that in her voice, by the way, just so you know. So this is a real high energy track.
Yes, and this reminds me of my first car, which was a hand-me-down from my mum. And I had a tape, and I used to play this tape all the way through. And this obviously was the most popular song. So it's headbanging in the car, I guess, is the memory that comes when I hear the song.
Oh, bless. So I just can't imagine. But yeah.
My car was a black box. Basically.
Oh, was that? Fiesta, so. Oh, how cute. So we're going to listen to Black Box's Ride on Time and squeal our heads off. This one, Daft Punk's Around the World, this is one that you'll just be singing all day. Once you hear it, it's one of those really uplifting. But where does it take you to?
I think it just reminds me of good times and fun. Giorgio Moroder, who sort of wrote the track, I watched his biography and I was interested in his creative process. So this is one of the songs I sort of dug a little bit deeper in, just because I was curious around how music comes about and how they manage to capture, you know, this. You know, get into your head, as to use your example of it, you know, it sticks with you.
So. It is amazing, isn't it, how music literally, apart from taking you back to memories, there is some stuff that just a whole day can go and it's like there.
Yes. Also, the music video I found really interesting because it's very quirky, it's very repetitive, but never boring. So it's really interesting to see how they took a very simple concept of, you know, people walking around in circles to something that, you know, you'd watch over and over on MTV and never get bored of.
That's it. Keep looking for new details, I suppose. There we go. So we're going to have a bit of a listen, and apologies if you sing this for the rest of the day. Daft Punk's Around the World.
Around the world.
fun. It's quite a fun, quirky sort of Fresh Prince summertime.
Yeah, the way, if you listen to the words of this, it represents, you know, our sort of teenage years of trying to be cool and sort of be cool with the guys, but then sort of attract the girls and just the summer vibe when we were younger, because we were off school. Summer was the thing you looked forward to. I used to play basketball literally every day, all day, out here at the university court, which is no longer there. And you knew that you could just turn up and there's going to be a game on. And this song would be playing on someone's ghetto blaster. And it just, you know, every time I hear it, it just reminds me of the good old days when summer was 3 months of, you know, chilling.
Yeah, growing up sucks, doesn't it, really? All these responsibilities, and you're so desperate to get there. And then when we're there, it's like, no, I want to go back to summertime. So we're going to play that by Fresh Prince, who, of course, whole new ball game now, but we won't talk about that.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. This sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. And I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, apply from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Now, the next one, quite serious, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Now, I remember the video to this. The video, God, that sounds really old, doesn't it now? But what memory does that take you to?
This is me and Dee and the kids in the car on a road trip. We always rent a car when we're away, and we like to explore off the beaten track. And, yeah, I have vivid memories of every time this song comes on, you know, doing a sort of a live karaoke session in the car. Not that I can sing, but the kids can. And, yeah, it's something that we know the words to all the way through, and it just brings me happy memories of spending time with the kids as they grew up.
And do you have, like, different parts in that as well, so that I can tease them when I see them next?
Well, I could never do the Galileo. That was too high-pitched, but they could.
Well, we'll try it while we're off air. I promise I'll switch off the mics while we listen to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Now the next one, When the Cops Come Knocking by Maxwell.
He's one of my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. I love all his work, and a number of albums. Not as popular now as he used to be, but it just chills me down when I listen to this music. And it was interesting because we've got some good friends. We were out on a boat for our birthdays. We had the same weekend of birthdays, and we rented this this boat and went out sailing. And in the evening, we're going around with the Spotify sort of checklist, and everybody would put up the upcoming next song, and both me and this other person put the same song. So it sparked a conversation around. She was in the music business, it sparked some really interesting conversations around the time of Maxwell and the scene at the time. So on one hand, I listen to it and I think, you know, sitting on a boat, relaxed, mm-hmm. in the evening, glass of wine. But I think, again, the story behind his success and also the memories it brings, I guess.
Oh, that interest in people is really runs through. It's not just a business aspect to you. It's actually something that's personal, even in your hobbies and your leisure.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. So let's listen to a bit of Maxwell, When the Cops Come Knocking.
Oh,
at this wasn't this song when it came out, a bit like, what's going on? So this is Run DMC and Aerosmith, Walk This Way. When you see the video, again, it's like, what? But where were you, and what was happening in your world when that came out?
This was probably around finishing form, fifth form, and moving to sixth form. And I remember this song particularly because I also had the Run DMC basketball high top shoes, which I played in. And they were, you know, they're particular in the way that they were designed. But also, for me, it was the interesting thing of the marrying of those two sides of music, the genres of the rap, mm-hmm. you know, which is more sort of the basketball sort of side, you know, all the black, you know, pro players who were our idols, Michael Jordan and, you know, those times. And the rock side, which a lot of my friends were in. And finally, there was something that I could sort of used to bring the two together, I guess.
It really worked, actually. It's really fun. And it's, again, you can't help but move to it. It's one of those tracks. So we're going to put this on absolutely full blast. So Run DMC and Aerosmith's Walk This Way.
Walk this way.
So this a bit more mellow. We've got Sting and Fields of Gold. Why this track in particular of Sting's?
I'm not sure. It just creates a sense of calm when I listen to it. The Ten Summoner Tales is one of my favorite albums of his, and but something again that sort of when I switch on, I can really unwind and listen to. Without having to listen to it. I don't know if I'm making sense, but it sort of, you know, you...
Takes you.
It takes you, yeah. You feel the music. And I remember just, you know, again, having upgraded my car and having a CD player eventually, playing this on loop over and over and over.
I can't actually imagine you relaxing. I think I've said this to you before. But so it's nice to know that we can do something to almost hypnotize you and calm you a bit down. So we're going to do a bit of that with Sting and Fields of Gold. Last track on your list is Roachford's Only to Be With You. Oh, nice one, this one.
No, again, another you could call it a love song if you want, but it's I just like their whole sound, and it's very simple, very straightforward. I think the lyrics make sense, and it's a song that makes me feel warm inside, I guess.
Oh, well, we'll listen to that as we play out. But you did ask me to make a special mention to Toby, and I did double check. This is actually your brother Toby, who's a DJ as well. And you said he's got some amazing albums. Journey Beyond the Sun is your favourite. So, Toby, he did it. He said it.
He didn't ask me to. But again, you know, memories. When he launched the album, we took over Grotta.
Okay.
In Gozo. We had all our friends there, and it was a really, really good party. So, it again, that whole album brings memories of fun times in summer as well.
I'm going to go and have a listen now.
Yeah, absolutely, you should.
But after, we've listened to Rochford's Only to Be With You. Thank you so much, Nathan Faruja, for joining me on this week's Musical Memories. It's been, yeah, a different kind of ride.
My life is fast and free, and do as I feel. Right down to the bone, it was a rolling stone. Just wanna be free. Now I think it just might be a little more than slightly changing my views. This is a far cry from what I know. 'Cause all I know, I want. Things flow the way that you do. Turn your love on and I feel I'm reborn. I always want you. Sometimes I feel like, hey, no, this can't be right. This can't be real. I've seen love come and I've seen it go. All I know, I know.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.